Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Diaz. Research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, I love eating chili peppers. I have hot at every meal, but my love really comes from growing them. One of my degrees from Rutgers University is in botany, and I've done research with Janie Lamson at Cross Country Nurseries, really a farm than a nursery, and you can find out about it. And I'll talk more about her later on and what she does there at chiliplants.com, C-H-I-L-E, because it's not chili or cold, chili plants. But don't go there now because you need to listen to this show. I have grown from the sweetest pepper to the hottest pepper in the world. My research was to develop shorter, thicker stem plants. Shorter, thicker stem plants are healthier plants. So I've spent a lot of time in the chili pepper research lab, of which I was the director. And, you know, as we speak today, everyone has different tastes and definitely different, like, the ability to eat varying degrees of heat. Those that eat super, super hot are called chili heads. And it's funny, and I love hot, and I don't even think I'm a chili head because I eat hot, but not a super, super hot. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, we'll be discussing growing, the health benefits, how to jar, stringing chilies, stuffing chilies, ornamental chilies, the beauty of all the different varieties of chilies, and of course, making pico de gallo, yes. Now, if you can't stand the heat, keep your fingers out of the pepper jar. Well, at least that's how my saying goes. So, why are you growing your chilies? I grow some for dry them for crushed red pepper seed, some for fresh cooking, and some to jar. And they're all different types of peppers. I've always grown and jarred hot cherry peppers. So, I mean, you can get a cherry pepper that's sweet or hot. And again, since I'm the hot guy and I grow them. Well, 2 years ago, I was down on the farm and I asked Janie's husband, Fernando, what's the best jarring pepper? And without hesitation, he said the Tam Vera Cruz. They resemble a jalapeno pepper with a little bit more kick to them. The TAM, the T-A-M part, stands for Texas A&M. And this is a variety, or this variety was created there. Well, My nephew Dylan, he's also a student at Texas A&M. So here was the perfect match. So over the years, I've developed my own secret seasoning for my jarred peppers. Want to know the ingredients? I can't tell you because it's a secret. Well, you can YouTube like many different techniques on how to jar. The only major decision is slices or whole peppers. And my experience to me always says whole peppers because they just preserve better. And again, I sometimes do slices, these tiny little jars. And I'm going to let you know those TAMs have jarred for the last 2 years I've been doing them. They jar up so well. Now, I always have some of my jarred pepper as part of my evening meal. Just like, again, love to grow them. You get to see the beauty of it and all. And I'll speak to you about a number of other facets, but getting to taste them. And when I am going to be a guest at someone's home who enjoys hot, I also bring along a jar and, of course, a bottle of wine. And once they eat them, there are expectations now that a jar is coming every time you visit. My parents, they look forward to a jar of TAMs. And yes, I bring them often because I see them often, so I bring them often, which means I get to eat them also. So what is the easiest way of controlling the amount of heat in the food you're preparing? So here you're going to be out cooking a meal. Well, I found by drying centennial peppers and then by crushing them into red pepper seed, I can put a heat level into the food based on who is dining. Remember, everyone's heat level is different and every pepper has a different heat level. So let me just talk to you for a second about Scoville units. And Scoville units are what measures the amount of heat. And I'll talk a little bit more about them later. But a bell pepper has zero Scoville units to a Buchalocchia known as a ghost pepper, which has over a million Scoville units. So you can see how hot they are. And also, if you're going to crush red pepper seeds, so you're drying your own. I figured this out many years ago. I have a blender. I crushed them, and then all of a sudden you wash it out, and the capsaicin, and I'll talk to you about that in a little bit, is still inside there, so you can't get it out. So I now have one blender that is just for dried, crushed red peppers. And I'm telling you right now, if you ever crush them inside a blender, you'll know what I mean. So back to the Centennials. As I am writing this show right now, I am sitting on my front porch with my container-grown Centennial plants. I am surrounded by, I have all container-grown pots of perennials and annual flowers, herbs, and the vast colors of the Centennial. The pepper plant has beautiful pale purple flowers. I'm saying, just like, sometimes we forget that fruit and vegetables, they have beautiful flowers too. Then when the fruit is there, it's this really dark purple. And then it slowly turns yellow and orange and then finally bright red. What makes it awesome looking is you have all these colors on one plant. So it looks like an ornamental, but yes, the ornamental one with great heat, and they are very, very edible. Hey, and I'm not joking to you. I pick 10, 20, 30 a day, and you're going, well, that doesn't sound like a lot. Because, by the way, they're as large as your pinky finger now. And you're going, well, that doesn't sound like a lot. But at the end of the season, when you've literally, because I have many plants out there, when you've literally dried like thousands, then you have crushed red pepper seed for the year. And I know it's important you can pick a pepper at all different colors. So something for you to know, if you didn't know this, a pepper has a different flavor and a different amount of heat with all those colors. So your job is to find the perfect stage of the pepper that's for your taste. So you're looking for taste and heat, and you need to figure that out. Now, here's a funny Centennial story, because I have the crushed red pepper seed in my house that's like summer's hot, and the Centennial is a super hot one. Well, my cousin Robbie was coming over to visit, and Robbie's this also up from Georgia, tells me he loves heat, and his dad, my Uncle Carmen, always ate hot peppers, again, the Goomba Italian family. And Robbie comes up and says, well, I always put hot pepper on my eggs, so here I am. He's a guest in my house. I'm going to make it. I said, Rob, I said, this stuff is like real hot. He goes, no, I eat hot all the time. I go, Rob, this is hotter than what you're used to. He says, give it to me. And so he takes my Centennial chili pepper flake shaker, and he throws some on, and he takes a bite, and his eyes light up, and he goes, I can't eat these eggs. I told you this. But that's also knowing the amount of heat that's inside of something. So most people don't know this little secret, but you and the tens of thousands that listen to me are my personal friends. So chili plants are perennials. My Centennials, every year I go down to Cross Country Nursery and get a new two or three plants of Centennials, but I also keep my Centennials, and this is the reason why I keep them in pots. They are perennials. Some of mine, you know, that are 2 and 3 and 4 year, 5 years old right now, the plants actually have barks on the stems. So I am keeping them. I bring them inside. So I'm wintering them over. And a couple things you want to know. You will get, as most people have pulled their plants out in the fall, I am getting fruit still in Thanksgiving. And then around Christmas time, I want to slow the growth rate of production of chilies down. So as it's producing flowers, I just keep cutting off flowers. And you're going, why? Well, I want this plant to produce and put its energy into the plant. Because when it comes inside, it's almost like it's, so I'll call it semi-dormant at this point. It's growing, but it's barely growing. And I found if I cut off all those flowers, I keep them as house plants in the wintertime. And they look pretty cool. And I maintain them. And then I'm getting a lot of leaf and a lot of stem production at this time. And then all of a sudden, in early spring, I'd say somewhere in March, where it's just starting to heat up outside. It's still cold around here, and we still get snow, but it's heating up, and I start to let them go. And then by early April, flowers are in abundance. Whenever I get them outside, it doesn't matter. I am off. I am getting chilies before everyone, and I am getting more chilies because I have perennial plants, something for you to think about. Well, if stuffing peppers is part of your cuisine, then try some sweet bell peppers, because you can get bells in green, red, orange, yellow, purple, and even brown. Yes, take it up a notch by adding heat to the peppers that you stuff. And I'm going to head down to New Mexico, which is my favorite state in the country. I love it. You can go from the desert to the mountains in 3 hours. Just absolutely love it. Every bit about the culture, the people, every bit of the food, every bit of, well, in down there, their two favorite peppers are the Anaheim M and the Ancho or Poblano. You probably know from either name. And these are mainstay peppers from the Southwest. They can be stuffed in so many ways. And again, all your pepper stuffing, just like I was saying before, go to YouTube. You can go to Food Channel, you know, what is it, food.net TV or whatever it is. And there are so many different recipes. And they always say this, you know, you make the recipe your own. So after a while, you try this, you add this. And because I love every bit about cooking. And because of that, you're going to create a recipe. And again, I am a note taker. I actually have a 3-ring binder just for my own personal recipes. In the back, there are the recipes from that have been passed down from my family from Italy. And then the rest of the recipes are things that I've worked on. And so they're made to my taste. And when you're having guests coming over and they're going, hey, could you make the blank or whatever it is? Because they know they've tasted what I've made. And I just pull out the recipe that I created. And one of my favorite things to eat is pico de gallo. Translated, that's fresh salsa. Simple to make. A perfect party pleaser. And again, there are so many recipes. Over time, you'll develop your own. So just go online, find out a bunch of different pico de gallo recipes. And there's nothing, especially when something comes right out of the garden and you're putting it into your own pico de gallo, makes it special anyway. Now, some people will dry larger peppers and they make ristras. And you'll see these beautiful ristras. They're household decorations. Once again, you find them anywhere in the Southwest. Anytime you enter New Mexico, Arizona, you'll find them for sale in the shops. Or you can dry them for your own cooking. So you could just hang them and dry them. And it's really, really easy to do that. And I do that with some of my Italian cayenne hot peppers. And all you simply do is get a needle, and I use a red thread just because it looks cool. And as the peppers are coming off, at the very top of the pepper, I leave a little bit of the stem right through the pepper. I put the needle straight through, hang it up. So you're hanging about 5 or 6, and next day you pick 10, whatever the number is. You just keep stringing them and add them to the stringer. And all of a sudden you have this beautiful, and it's ornamental. But it's ornamental that you can eat as well because they're going to dry, and then you simply start to break off the bottom one and just slide it down and simply doing that. And another one, very, very hot, but dries well ornamentally and then great for your food, is the Kung Pao. And that is one. And my friend Paige, last year, her and her husband Rich, one of my best friends, Dr. Bob's brother actually growing up, their bounty of Italian long cayennes was superb. And they were actually making, Rich was working on his own hot sauce. And once again, getting recipes out online. And Rich's hot sauce was his kicking Rich hot sauce there. Well, Paige says, well, what I explained to her about stringing them up. And she goes, wow. So she gives me a call. She sends me then a photo via Facebook. Because by the way, you can see a million photos of mine on Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Flickr. I mean, every social bit of media that's there. You can watch some of my episodes at joeybee.tv, joeybee.tv. But don't go there now because you need to keep listening to this show. Because here's one of the most important things. There's a health benefit to eating hot peppers. The compound is called capsaicin. It's found in every part of the pepper plant except for the seed. The highest part is in the fleshy membrane where the seeds attach. So the benefits to eating this are amazing. It is cancer fighting. It relieves pain. It aids in the management of diabetes. It helps fight in weight loss efforts. So think about how cool that is. And you could always figure out, because back to the Scoville units, it measures the amount of capsaicin inside the pepper itself. So take the time when this show is over to log on to chiliplants.com after this show. And Janie has over 500 varieties of chilies from around the world. She also has tomatoes from around the world, eggplants, basil. And you could also purchase her books. Let me tell you, my photography is pretty good. Hers is brilliant. The book she wrote is The Field Guide to Chili Peppers. When you look at the photography, because again, some people buy a plant because, you know, they're looking at the fruit and in a catalog or something, this is going to show you every pepper from around the world that you could purchase. And it tells you, besides, she sells in the fall season or towards, I guess, summer, fall. She also sells, besides the plants early on, then she sells fresh peppers. You can get them. So I checked that out. So, you know, you could check out the shapes, the sizes, the colors, the deep purple of the masquerade, one of the cooler ones. And with the masquerade, in my chili pepper research, in my chili pepper research lab, one of the plants we were doing some research on was the masquerade. And there were a number of students working with us so they can learn. And the masquerade is also one of the first flowering chilies of the season, and it produces fruit really quick. Well, they said, oh, can we try it? Can we try it? I said, look, this is how you try if you don't know how hot something is. I said, you take a little cut, piece of pepper, just a little slice, and you just stick out your tongue and you let it touch the tip of your tongue. Well, I cut it up, say there's 10 students, cut it up into 10. And I said, okay, just let it touch the tip of your tongue because this one's real hot. And some of them are macho. They're, oh, I eat hot all the time. Well, they touch it and you would swear that I committed mass murder. They're just screaming and running and running and grabbing water and gulping it down and trying it. And I'm telling you, all they did was touch it. So you got to see that. Number one, funny little story, but some chilies are just so crazy hot. Again, for the chili heads out there. So peppers are so unique, rich in culture, cuisine, health benefits, or simply great to grow. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.